B-Pod Studios.
From the Absolute Law Studios on Stan and Haney Boulevard, this is 96K Rock, 96.1, a Beasley Media Group station, WRXK, Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, Cape Coral. It's the Money Shot on 96K Rock, everything that rocks.
All right, time for the 2 o'clock safe word for a chance at 500 and the Money Shot. When you hear the safe word, enter it at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app or text the safe word to 45911. You got about 15 minutes to do it. The 2 o'clock safe word is choice. You've made the right choice by tuning into the Stan and Haney Show. C-H-O-I-C-E. Choice. Enter that word right now at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app or text the safe word choice to 45911. Got about 15 minutes to do it. They'll let you know if you won. Choice. C-H-O-I-C-E. Good luck. Pleasure to have this gentleman on the show with us today, multiple Academy Award winner, Tom Hanks. Tom, welcome to the show.
And greetings from London as well, Mr. Hanks. Big fan.
Excuse me? Tom Hanks. Hello? Tom?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. Who are you, sir? Can I?
Well, this is rather rich. were you not informed that I would be phoning in?
No, we were informed that I don't know who you are, sir. But I was informed.
I am quite surprised to hear you say that.
I don't. I don't know. You were not the voice I was expecting.
Your producer contacted me.
Yes.
And asked if I would be available as a last-minute fill-in. He explained to me that he had a shot in the dark. His words, not mine, that he might be able to get Tom Hanks on your program.
That's what I was told right up until this split second that Tom Hanks was going to be on the show.
Now, I agree.
Who the hell are you?
I agreed to be available as a last-minute fill-in if somehow he did get Mr. Hanks, that I would do a co-interview with you.
But I don't have Tom Hanks. I got you.
There's no other line.
Is this Roger?
Yes. Is this Ben?
Yes. Roger Bannister, our man in Great Britain. What are you talking about? I'm not expecting this. I was told Tom Hanks is coming on. We're going to have a discussion. He's got time about the charity stuff that he's doing. He's going all over. He's going on every show. And I was shocked when our producer said, would you like Tom Hanks on the show? And I said, if we can make this happen, make it happen. And I said, go for Tom Hanks. And I pick up you and get you from Great Britain looking to talk to Tom Hanks with me.
I thought, you know, I could hang up right now.
Well, you know what? It's coming close. I want to know why you're calling me and what you have to add to any of this.
You do not understand the situation, Stan.
Help me, Roger. Help. Lay it out for me.
As cleanly and as clearly as I can. And then perhaps I can do something entertaining. Your producer,
yes,
said that there was a slight chance that he might get Tom Hanks to come onto your program.
I had nothing. I thought it was a done deal. I didn't know anything about a slight chance.
And I was called by your producer. I was informed of this.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I'm hoping to get Mr. Hanks on the program. It's a very remote chance that we would get him. And would you, Mr. Bannister, be available as a last-minute fill-in guest?
This is all news to me. This is all news.
I said to him, yes, Stan, I consider him a friend, and if that would be helpful, that I understand how these things happen, and that in exchange for being available, should the worst happen, I would like to have the opportunity to co-interview Mr. Hanks with my good friend, Stan.
And our producer gave you the green light on that.
Absolutely. That's why I'm here.
That's not what I had planned. Well, let's look at Plan B, Roger. Plan B is there. I tend to think there is no Tom Hanks. There is no joint interview. And he's got you on the phone to cover his ass.
That's just shoddy.
It is. It's extremely shoddy. Because I've been going all afternoon talking about Tom Hanks, and now I got some British huckster coming on. Pitching probably Princess Diana dolls or giving tours of her grave site for profit.
I am literally... literally shocked.
Why should you be
shocked? Speak to me. Why are you speaking to me in this fashion instead of your bloody producer? I've done nothing but try to help you.
I understand this. This will have to be decided off the air. And I, you know what, Roger? I apologize. This is not your fault. You're trying to help us. You're trying to help us, and I know that you are, of course, trying to get your slice of it, too. It's almost like you can't have the whole pie. Somebody's got to get a slice of it. Why I would want to share an interview with you is beyond me. And certainly, if Tom Hanks was not available, Haney and I could kill 10 minutes with our eyes closed.
Well, I know that you tend to run a tight ship.
I try to.
these sort of shenanigans.
Well, it's Bush League.
It most certainly is.
It is.
And I'd prepared a full, you know, normally when I come on your show, I've got a full Royal Watcher segment prepared.
Well, do you have one now? Because I know Prince Harry's been in New Jersey.
Well, I don't know anything about that. Because
what do you mean you don't know anything about it?
I was asked at the last minute, and I prepared a Royal Watchers report, but that's my day off.
So you don't even have a Royal Watchers report?
Oh, I do.
Oh, yes. You do?
It had nothing to do with Harry, though. What you must understand...
is that you're incompetent.
Is
sorry.
That there is an heir and a spare. They make busy work for Harry. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. We all love the redheaded bastard.
Yeah, and check your facts, because Prince Charles, I don't think, is the dad to him.
It would not surprise me, but I will tell you this, and I believe that you had said this years ago, with this Camilla Parker Bowles, I believe the words you used were, Roger, this is the tip of the iceberg.
Tip of the iceberg, all right. All right, you know what? I'm stuck with you, Roger. And I say that in the most kindest of ways. What's going on with old horse face herself, Camilla Parker Bowles? Is there a scandal brewing in Great Britain?
Most indeed. I'm surprised you haven't heard of it. Well, royal watching is not limited to Britain. Britain is just the most prominent royal family. I don't know how aware you are of it, but the Netherlands has a royal family, until recently led by Queen Beatrix.
Mm-hmm. Who's she?
And Queen Beatrix, the Queen of the Netherlands, stepped aside from the throne so that there would be a new Dutch king, her 46-year-old son, now known as King Willem Alexander, and that Argentine-born wife of his, Maxima.
What does this have to do about the Brits?
Charles and Camilla, well, more so Charles, were invited guests to the coronation.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know if alcohol was involved, perhaps drugs. I don't know. But I do know this. She was telling anyone that would listen that she will be the Queen of England no matter what.
She can't be the Queen of England. She can't be. She's not royal. You know this.
She's not royal, but she's not a commoner. She comes from a proper family, which makes her a royal.
All right,
now.
Then help me out. Help me out on this, Roger. You're the expert on this stuff. When Prince Charles was married to Princess Diana, I believe Diana was not a commoner either. She was a princess
of Wales.
Right, but she can't be like the Queen of Wales.
No, she would have been Queen of England had Charles ever taken the throne.
So what did Camilla say?
She says she will be queen.
She can't
be.
She
said, as you have noted, everyone is wondering what's really going on.
Even if he becomes king, she cannot be the queen. You will not have a king and queen. She will not be queen of anything.
I think what she's counting on is if Charles were to become king and the queen is dead, God save the queen.
All right, whatever.
Then the king can do whatever he wants. He's the king.
And he can go and appoint her queen? He can't do that.
He could try. But on the upside, the queen may very well be dying.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
She has taken quite a shine to Kate
Middleton.
And she is determined that her grandson and his wife will reign, and that bull-headed Charles, with his moose ears, will never, ever be monarch.
That was always the talk. That's why she's not abdicated and become like the queen mother, because she doesn't want Charles being king.
Well, we all wanted to like Charles, but he just simply doesn't have the stuff.
Is that
if you know what I mean.
Is that all you got to tell me about? I'm talking to you for 10 minutes where I could have had Tom Hanks.
Well, Camilla, in addition to saying that, has been insulting Kate. She knows darn well what the Queen wants, and accusing Kate's commoner parents of cashing in on her royal status.
She's beautiful. She's the next Diana.
And she is. And Kate has banned Camilla from ever seeing her baby. She says that Camilla shan't set foot in the same room with my baby.
Shan't?
She shan't set shan't. Foot in the same room as my baby.
Shan't.
She shan't do this.
You mean can't, not shan't.
I never took you for a thumbsucker.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, on all afternoon.
You get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Thank you. Stan and Haney here. Well, we're kind of here. We're coming through your speakers, but I'm here at Broadcast House, Studio 1A in Estero. and Mark Haney social distancing by choice at his beautiful home poolside where the sun is shining and life is good. And Rob's show behind the glass for good reason. How are you, Haney?
It really is a beautiful day.
It sure is.
It's blue skies and a slight breeze. It's just wonderful.
Oh, that just sounds...
Tropical breezes.
Oh, it's fantastic. That's just
You know, it
awesome.
Makes the rain yesterday all worthwhile. You appreciate it more.
But yet you don't appreciate when you go to work to go home and have the luxuries.
No,
but you appreciate the sunshine more when you have
rain.
I do.
Yeah.
Don't you see? It's the same analogy.
Look, I don't know what you're trying to get over on me, but I've been around. I've seen fire. I've seen rain.
Okay, that's good.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Okay, I'm fine. Everything is okay.
And I am. Everything is okay because finally,
The Rock has come back to Southwest Florida.
Oh, if only. No, finally, Joe Biden has addressed our concerns and everything's fine. Yep. There's nothing to see here.
Yep, didn't
he
happen.
He proved it definitively.
Yep.
You know what, Stan? As a matter of fact, I don't normally do this, but I know you have a comment on it. I'm going to see if I can find my transcript and read it to you of exactly what he said.
You know what? I don't care. You know why I don't care? Because, and this is the only thing I'm going to say about it, I don't want to linger with Biden. I don't want to linger with anyone. Here's what I know. He goes and makes the statement, nothing happened. He goes and tells everybody, oh, go ahead, go check the archives at the University of Delaware. Not my private ones, but go
Did it remind you at all of Gary Hart when he said that?
A little bit. Now, here's what I know. It's not going to make any difference. You know why? Because reports from the University of Delaware have already been leaking out that his staff have been in those archives going through them with a fine-tooth comb. And so he goes and says, come on in, everybody. Well, trust me, his people have already skimmed through it. This is
one of the ridiculous things. I find that hard to believe. That would be dishonest.
Yeah, you don't say. Now, this is Friday. This is a positive. We start to open up a little bit on Monday. That's what I'm concentrating on, not some political hack.
Well, Stan, with your permission, I just want to give the folks, because it was such a, the way he handled it was incredible.
I saw it. It was ridiculous.
The question to Vice President Biden.
Former.
Well, he doesn't like that.
Well, that's what he is, former.
Why is it real for Dr. Ford, but not for Tara Reid? Now, watch how masterfully he handles this.
He didn't handle it. His people handled it. They told him to read it.
There, because the facts are, look, she... I'm not suggesting she had no right to come forward, and I never, and I'm not saying any woman, they should come forward. They should be heard.
But?
It should be investigated. It should be investigated. And if there's anything that makes a, that is consistent with what's being said, and she makes the case, or a case is made, then it should be believed, but ultimately, truth matters. Truth matters. It's period.
Was this on Morning Joe?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because he had to go, because his people released a statement, and then he butchered it.
And that is word for word his answer to the question.
I know. He's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. He's dropping out anyways. You got Cuomo 2020.
What if he's not dropping out right away? What if he names Hillary his VP?
Come on.
And then drops out after he's already in.
Yeah. Then we got four more years. How about that? On the show today, Haney, I've got something. Yes. I got two things very special for you on the show today. For you.
Are these radio surprises?
Yeah, I said yesterday that that was our final Jack Webb lecture. And I went and I said, you can't on a Thursday leave it like that. So I got a grand finale, one that'll bring a tear to your eye.
That's great. I'm a fan, unabashed.
And I guess Sammy Hagar, not in Fort Myers, because he'll never come back to Fort Myers.
No, because we ripped him off.
Yeah. Sammy Hagar is somewhere in Florida, and he's been doing these lockdown sessions with his band, The Circle. And that band consists of Vic Johnson on guitar, bassist Michael Anthony, and drummer Jason Bonham. And they have been doing, you know, separate but sessions, and Hagar's in Florida somewhere. And they put out a real beauty. I'm going to play for you today. Sammy Hagar and his band. Let's just say doing a classic AC/DC song.
What are they doing in Florida? I thought he was like a West Coast Cabo Wabo
guy.
Here's
what the thing said. I don't know that he's there anymore. It just says somewhere in Florida.
Oh, okay.
So that's all I'm going to tell you. And I was extremely impressed.
Okay,
he's doing this, so that's going to be coming up later on today.
So what's the final surprise?
No, the Jack Webb grand finale and the Sammy Hagar song.
Wow.
So that's, what do you want, a bigger, what would you want like me to do for you? What do you want?
I'd like
I'm
a surprise.
I'm giving you every luxury imaginable to you.
You consider Sammy Hagar to be
no,
every luxury
I'm considering
imaginable?
Those are just little bonus things. They may ask you next week, come back in here.
I can't.
Yep. They may ask you. So I'm just saying, I'm affording you every... If I can fight it off, I'll try. But I may wind up being powerless in this thing, and you're going to have to come back.
Uh-huh. Well, I trust you.
Yeah, I'll try. And in reciprocal, you can do me a favor if I can make it happen.
What's that?
Buy a printer. Let's see. Oh, we got to shut that music off because I got you and I both have a major announcement to make.
Wait, this just in?
Yeah, this is unbelievable. Aaron Walker has done it again. Big announcement. The grand opening of the all-new giant used car outlet at Naples Nissan.
Aaron Walker, all-new giant used car outlet?
Yeah.
Because Aaron Walker is a man I want to do business with. We know he runs a tight ship there at Naples Nissan and looks out for us. And now you're telling me I can test drive hundreds of previously loved cars, trucks, SUVs all in one spot.
Yep.
Toyota, Ford, Chevy, Mazda, whatever. I can deal with Aaron Walker on those.
Yes, and here's the other thing. Pre-loved, save tons of money, and this is also new, all backed by their exclusive unlimited mile lifetime warranty from the giant used car outlet as well. So you don't have to worry, and you can take it anywhere. It's covered.
Stan, that's unbelievable. You're talking about over 300 vehicles that are already wholesale priced, and they're backed by that famous guarantee.
Yep, you need financing? They got you covered there, too. Come see the all-new giant used car outlet at Naples Nissan.
They got a warranty that lasts forever. That's insane.
Yes. Pine Ridge Road, that's exit 107 off of I-75, or visit them at NaplesNissan.com. All offers with approved credit. We'll be back.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage. What? Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Yeah. Everybody's got a little bit of baggage, huh? Don't concentrate on me. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
What are you? You're very...
I'm projecting.
You're your Nixon side is coming out today.
I know, and I got to stop it. By the way.
Do you want me to pray with you, sir?
No, thank you, Henry. You got, you know what? I'm not doing your yard work and your yard maintenance, but for 2 days in a row now, right on your sidewalk leading up to your front door, you got a giant palm frond that is sitting there, and I would suggest you'd move it so that the neighbors don't get all mad at you.
Now, why would you say that? Now you're just embarrassing Morgan, and he's going to have to come out here and get it.
Well, it's been there for 2 days. Sorry. Sorry. I'm very edgy. It's been a long week.
That must be inconvenient for you to step over rather than removing it.
I had to walk through your little garden there and around the side where all the wood chips are.
Oh, yeah, I'm running on biomass now.
And, of course, before the show started today, Adam, the operations manager, told me that I'm probably going to be written up.
Who did you... You called somebody an MF-er, didn't you?
No, I did not. I told you I learned my lesson.
What are you being written up over?
Because I apparently embarrassed him when he went around not knowing about a Pink Floyd song.
Because he did something stupid.
Yep. He thought it was the mic was left open with you and that you were mouth breathing. And I explained to him that's not the case. That's Pink Floyd. There's a lot of sounds that come from Pink Floyd. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he doubled down. You played that Meatloaf song and he said you had a baseball game going in the background the whole time.
Yep.
Then you were playing that Moody Blues song and what's this? All of a sudden there's poetry going on in the middle of it.
So I'm
you know how to run a board?
I'm being written up. Jeez. On the show today,
he's got some nerve.
Because unmitigated gall.
Because you complain that you don't want to do my yard work. Well, I don't like doing his either, but I did it.
Oh, you did him a big favor.
I did his yard work.
Why? Has that been taken care of, by the way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know what? Did I get a thank you?
Would you get a thank you?
Because I told you. He came up to me that day with hat in hand and said, would you please ask Haney something about my neighbors who you know, and I needed to get word to you. He should have thanked both of us.
Instead, you're being written up.
Yeah, I'm being written up because I embarrassed him because he doesn't know Pink Floyd.
I hate it when I hear weird noises and they sound sort of like the doorbell.
What?
I don't know if somebody else has wind chimes, but every once in a while I'll think somebody's ringing my doorbell, but there's nobody there. It's not them.
So it's somebody in your neighborhood that has the Ring doorbell, and when you have the app, it sounds like wind chimes.
Okay. All right. Nothing to worry about then. I thought I was going to have you hold on for a minute.
No. Let's do the grab bag.
Someone's knocking at the door.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. Oh, they're open. They're open. It's got to be takeout though, Tuesday through Sunday. Take a look at their website. You get all the details at the Pewter Mug North.
You know, since I'm going to keep doing this permanently,
permanently.
I might have to hire a receptionist.
I don't want to talk about it. I honestly don't.
You know, she could.
You're going to be doing this permanently.
She could, sign for packages, answer phones.
Yeah, because I see a lot of that at your door too when I swing by. A lot of packages.
Oh yeah, I'm running an empire from the pool.
We continue with our quarantunes. Here's a little Motley Crue parody for you.
Health experts with the WHO just wrapped up a meeting in Silicon Valley. They met with tech giants, including Facebook and YouTube, to discuss a different kind of outbreak, the spread of false and deliberately misleading information about the new coronavirus. Uncle Jimmy!
Clear yourself up, I may. Everyone's a doctor on Facebook, 'cause you read an article on
I still think the Beatles one was the best.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah, it was very good.
You knew this had to come along at some point in time. A guy in Colorado is selling the social stick. That's a 6-foot-long stick that you can carry with you to make sure everybody's social distancing.
Is this like what they are doing to the school kids in China?
I think so. Here's the guy telling you about it. Here.
Yeah, we've had a few people say, hey, I want to just get one of these social sticks so I can commemorate the quarantine of 2020. This is a 6-foot-long, easy-to-use measurement device for social distancing. You know, with something like this, you can just have it extended or just kind of walk around and... It's kind of a nice double check to make sure you actually are 6 feet from each other.
On.
You know, maybe this is just kind of a funny gift for a friend, but it's cool that it's practical too.
No, it's not. It's stupid.
Have you seen what they do to the kids in China?
What do they do? A cane them?
They make them wear like a dunce cap.
Right on.
And on either side of the dunce cap, it's got like a foam thing that goes out for however long they're supposed to social distance.
A foam thing?
Yeah, just picture like, you know, a yardstick, but made of foam, so it has some give to it. And you got a whole classroom of like third graders that are wearing that to keep everybody away from them.
Like a pool noodle?
Yes.
Oh, now Rob's got the pictures up. Yeah,
it looks like dunce caps.
Yep. Come on. This is actually some good news. Well,
now, you may think you wouldn't wear it, but, you know, after they shot your mom, you might start wearing it.
Well, thank God I don't live in that country.
Amen.
A guy in Missouri lived through the Spanish flu, World War II, and just beat the coronavirus. He's 107 years old. His grandkids weren't sure if he'd pull through, but he did. Now, at the end of this clip, you're going to hear him. He's practically unintelligible.
I think a lot of it is definitely having a positive attitude, and his mind is so active.
When that call came, he was fighting fevers. He had, I think it was 102, and he had said he wanted to die. I cried.
Thank you to everybody for all the help you've given me.
What?
Absolutely, sir. You know,
hey,
what?
107, come on.
If you can do it, if you can live even into your late 90s.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, you have superpowers.
Yep.
Because people are astonished if you know what time of day it is.
Yep.
Can you believe it?
Yep.
And then you can say things like, I like bread. And they'll, oh my God.
Did you hear him? Did you hear him,
Ellen? He's 107.
Yep.
He said he likes bread.
I understood that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Call Guinness.
Oh, jeez. There's a story. This is, you know, there are nuts out there everywhere. There are people not dealing with a full deck. A woman believed to have mental health issues drove from Illinois to New York and was arrested near the USNS Comfort. Happened on Thursday. Why was she driving from Illinois to New York to go to the Comfort?
Will we ever know?
Well, when they detained her, they found that she had a car full of knives. And she told the cops she had been watching President Trump's briefings and thought he was talking directly to her. Here you go.
I think I'm the coronavirus.
Turn off your car.
I'm scared too. I don't want you to hurt me.
We're going to try to get you the help you need, okay? If I need to turn off your car.
I was watching the press conferences with Donald Trump on TV, okay? I felt like he was talking to me.
I'm just going to place you in handcuffs, all right? You're not under arrest. You're detained at the moment for your safety and ours, okay?
You're putting me in handcuffs, you guys.
Yeah, we see that. Thank you, you nut.
They're doing a great job. Yeah, I knew we'd never find out the why.
No.
Well, what did Trump say that made you think you needed to load up the car with knives and head to the Navy ship?
Yeah. From Illinois to New York. I like Eddie Vedder. I like the whole Pearl Jam thing.
I mean, that's your right.
Yes, it is. But Eddie Vedder's in now on this all-in challenge. And what they do is they go and bid celebrities, musicians, superstars, athletes. They all go and say, hey, you're going to have a great time with me. We're going to go and have dinner. Then we're going to go to the big game. We're going to go to the concert. You get to do
this. But, of course, none of this can happen.
Oh,
it's all pretend.
Everything's done, but...
Yeah. Well, it's easy to write checks for a hamburger,
But they're getting like Tuesday. 500... The winner gets... His highest bids are like $500,000, $750,000. And the regular person's not going to get it. But Haney, you and I have been in this business a long time. We know what concerts are like. And I just heard Eddie Vedder's all-in challenge with Pearl Jam, and I don't even want to bid on it. I'll pass. This is nothing that I want to live through.
The kind of thing where you'd be willing to donate money if you weren't forced to do it?
Yes, because I've been forced to do this a lot of times. And there's really, I'm going to tell everybody, there's really nothing much to it. Here's Eddie Vedder on the, if you're the high bidder, the big day you're going to have with him and Pearl Jam.
What we'd like is for you and a friend to come to a Pearl Jam show near you to make it special that you came early for a sound check. Maybe you could help add a couple of song requests to the set list. We thought you could maybe watch half the show from the front of the venue with some good seats, because then the second half of the show, we'd like you to come on the side of the stage. And then as long as you're up there, why don't we just say it's your birthday, and I'll get the whole crowd to sing happy birthday to you.
No.
Do the people that actually buy tickets to that show, will they be aware that they're involved in a fraud?
Yeah. And half the show on the side of the stage, or they'll tell you, how about coming backstage? There's nothing back there.
Even if you're allowed to be back there, all that's backstage is a lot of people, and their whole job is to tell you ain't supposed to be here.
Yep. And you're in their way.
They tell you that when you're playing. I can't imagine if you were just, hanging out.
Yeah. And it's not fun. It's not.
No, because, I've been up there, with my guitar, and they treat me that way. And then when Stan and I have to go up and make announcements or something, we've got our boss telling us, you get up there now or you're fired, and the people on the stage going, you cannot be up here. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We're in a no-win situation.
And then they find the one guy that knows we're supposed to be there about 2 seconds before we're supposed to go to work.
Yeah.
Nope.
That old hag Madonna is passing her
time.
Oh,
please. Please.
Get a load of this.
Please. No more of her.
She says she's writing and she's Instagramming, and her latest comments on Instagram, she says that, I've tested for the antibodies and I'm going to go outside and breathe some COVID-19 air. What? Somebody ought to just do something about her. What? Here you go.
Take her phone away.
And I found out that I have the antibodies. So tomorrow, I'm just going to go for a long drive in a car, and I'm going to roll down the window, and I'm going to breathe in the COVID-19 air.
Why don't you shut up?
Yep.
Jeez.
She has no idea how annoying she is.
Oh, she's horribly annoying.
But she does not know this.
You know, she could get away with it when she was in her late 20s, maybe early 30s. But she's, what, 70 now? Can't get away with it.
Yeah, and she was never that great.
No, I agree with you. We played a little thing earlier, I think last week, and now it's been released.
Is there any Madonna song that you'd admit to liking a little bit?
When I was in college, I kind of liked Like a Virgin. I kind of liked it because it was everywhere, and I played the hell out of it. But then I lost interest.
The only one I didn't mind was Like a Prayer.
Okay.
But then I saw the video and realized that she was blaspheming, yeah. And then I didn't like it.
Devil's music.
Yeah, but see what they do? They trick you.
Yep. It's been released now. Adam Lambert, Brian May, Roger Taylor of Queen performed their Change the Lyrics of We Are the Champions to You Are the Champions.
I thought it was for us.
No, it's for healthcare workers. It's for the frontliners, Haney.
I felt like Adam Lambert was talking directly to me.
So get into your car right now with about 16 guitars and go find them.
It's the only thing I can do, Stan. You understand?
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna take a break. When we come back.
Honestly, what choice do I have?
None. You have to go with what your head tells you. When we come back, a proper send-off to the Jack Webb Lectures. This one is going to touch your heart.
Thank you.
Especially you ladies out there. And we'll also have a little something from the local beat. Later on in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll give you a chance to win. Also, I've got the Sammy Hagar song. Another chance at 500 around 4 o'clock. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Bang, bang. Sizzling, hizzling, after nizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Friday afternoon. And still to come on the show. In about a half hour, we'll give you a chance to win. We'll play Stan's Three Strikes. It's a totally unfair game. Only one winner. But we'll have the, it's played a lot like the Family Feud. We'll have the big board up, the category, top 10 answers on the board. And the one who gets all of them revealed without striking out is going to win a prize. I have a Rob, when you get a chance, a prize sheet, not immediately. And in just a second, we'll also give to you a Stan's local beat. I got a real beauty on the local beat.
I got a quick Miami Dolphins update for you.
Please update us.
If you've ever wondered, why did the Dolphins suck so hard recently?
Mismanagement, bad ownership, players that didn't give a damn?
I'd say that's a good answer, Stan. Today, it was announced that a gentleman by the name of Charles Harris, you may not know who he is, but he was a first-round draft pick about two, 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
They traded him to the Atlanta Falcons. Now, this is a former first-round pick, Stan.
Yeah.
Got to be a blockbuster trade, right?
Yeah, big one. Who do the Dolphins get?
Well, they traded him to the Atlanta Falcons, and they get, I think, a conditional seventh-round draft pick.
Right on. Did you also hear?
And check this out.
What?
As far as first-rounders.
Yeah.
All first-rounders from 2013 to 2018 are no longer with the team except for Devontae Parker. That gives you an idea of how bad they are.
Did you see the latest with Tua? Because he wears number 13, that there's talk about unretiring Dan Marino's number?
I think the only person that could do that would be Dan Marino.
Yeah, if Dan Marino gives him, I guess, the green light, maybe. Can he ring of honor?
And Dan Marino is involved. Dan Marino was involved in deciding to draft him. So who knows? Maybe he would.
I don't know that I want that. I just don't know that I'd want to see that.
You know what I think would be perfect?
What?
Greasy was number 12.
Right.
Retired.
Yeah.
Numbers retired.
Yeah.
Marino was 13.
Yeah.
Retired. Let's just make him 14. Make him the next great one.
That sounds logical enough. I mean, when Joe Montana left the San Francisco 49ers to go to the Kansas City Chiefs, and with the 49ers, he wore number 16. Well, with the Chiefs, that was Len Dawson's number, legend in Kansas City. And Joe Montana, legend, probably even a bigger legend, said, okay, I'll take 19.
I would say no probably about it. Bigger legend.
Yeah. And we'll wait and see. Jack Webb. Hopefully
those days are over now.
Yep. We've been playing for the last 3 weeks Sergeant Joe Friday lectures from the Dragnet series. And yesterday was the last one. I ran out of them.
And it was very abrupt. It didn't feel right.
Didn't feel right. In those days, this goes back, I think, even earlier than, because Dragnet was on in the 50s, and then it came back in the late 60s.
And I'm so happy that you're giving him a proper send-off.
Oh, this is a proper send-off. But he came across as such a tough guy, a straight law and order guy.
But he's seen it all.
But he's seen it all. And Jack Webb, my friends, had a tender side, too. Allow me to wrap up our Jack Webb segment in song. Well, talk speak. Here's Jack Webb singing to the ladies, "Show a Little Tenderness." This is for you, ladies.
In the hustle of today, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much. A word, a smile, a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes.
Yeah.
And a hero he can always be, if you'll just realize. She may be weary. Women do get weary.
They do.
Wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. while she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness.
That's it.
It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Jack Webb, everybody. Jack Webb.
Now, that's the way you do it.
Yes.
Yeah, right there.
Thank you. Thank you. Wasn't that fantastic? That's for you ladies out there, because love is all you have.
And that shabby dressy.
Yeah, live with it. Local beat. These are stories that I come across that don't make national news. It just usually gives a black eye on Southwest Florida and our fine people that live here. Dateline Fort Myers. This, I believe, comes to us from NBC2. Headline. Man accused of drunkenly stealing life-saving equipment from Fort Myers Police Marine Boat Unit.
Okay.
Dateline Fort Myers. Daniel Lippincott is accused of drunkenly stealing life-saving equipment from the Fort Myers Police Department's Marine Unit boat. It happened on Wednesday, right there in broad daylight, around 12:48 p.m. Police responded to the Fort Myers Yacht Basin for a medical call. They thought somebody was in distress. Daniel Lippincott had fallen. He had fallen to the ground and was bleeding from his knuckle to his forearm. He also reeked of alcohol. The medical call quickly turned into a burglary investigation. Fort Myers police spotted a bag labeled FMPD Marine Unit that Lippincott was carrying before he fell hard to the ground. Lippincott allegedly walked onto the Marine boat and went on a stealing spree. He is accused of stealing a defibrillator, a flare gun, a few flares, a fire extinguisher, and a really neat police radio. Lippincott didn't
Boy, that's worth going to jail over, isn't it?
Sure is. Lippincott didn't just stop at stealing the essential equipment needed for the Marine unit. Police said he didn't understand what one of these defibrillators were, so he damaged it to the tune of about $1,600.
What the hell does this piece of junk do?
So he smashed it up and wrecked it. He also messed up a $130 flare gun. Both are now being repaired so they can be put back into use. They are critical resources meant to save lives. Lippincott admitted to the theft, and yeah, he was arrested.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah. The boat burglar has a long rap sheet. He's been arrested several times in Lee County. Now he's facing charges for burglary, damage to property. And here's one, and I didn't see it in the story, unless they're counting the flare gun. Possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Would that be the flare gun, Haney?
Yeah, gotta be.
His mugshot is readily available. He's a real winner. Yeah.
Now, with your background, maybe you can help me here. What's his first name?
His first name is Daniel.
In Daniel's mind, how does this end up being someone's fault other than his own?
Oh, he, in my opinion, he didn't care. He was drunk, he was bored, and he was just scavenging around. You know, hey, hold on. Here's a police boat. Nobody's looking at it. Let me hop on and see what there is. And he goes around picking up stuff with the thought, maybe I could sell it, get some cash. So he comes across the defibrillator. He don't know what that is. So he starts messing around with it. Those things are finely tuned medical devices, calibrated to a perfect electrical charge. And he didn't know what it was, so he started pulling wires and stuff. He didn't care.
So
he openly admitted it.
The fact that he's constantly getting arrested, that's just bad luck. Nothing he's done.
Oh, he's a drunk. And I don't know if he's, you know, drug user too. He's looking for money. He's looking for anything that he can sell.
It's pathetic.
And then he had a nasty fall getting off the boat. You know how it is, Haney, after you've been on a boat all day long and having a few cold ones and that boat's a rocking, and then finally you get to the dock, you get a little trembly.
Well, you know, at least some good will come out of this, and he can sue the city for an unsafe boat.
Yup. You sense that coming, do you?
Yeah, he's not smart enough, but if it was somebody else, sure.
Yeah. All right, here's the deal. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let me get the notes on this, because I want everybody to be completely understanding about this. When we come back, we'll play it for you. The latest Sammy Hagar lockdown session. Sammy and his band, The Circle, have been for the past few weeks getting together, you know, in different areas and putting it all together.
And you said it's somewhere in Florida.
Yeah, that's the way this one started out, because it starts out with Jason Bonham, like in a golf cart. And he says, oh, I got to get a hold of Sammy, because it starts somewhere in Florida. And him and guitarist Vic Johnson and bassist Michael Anthony, they all said, let's do it. And they all, you know, separate little screens. And they did a great rendition of an AC/DC song. And
we'll dig it.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. And then we'll give you a chance to win, time permitting, and we should have time. We'll play Stan's Three Strikes, give you a chance to win a prize when we come back. Also, 4 o'clock safe word in about 20 or 36 minutes.
And it's at some point, Stan, I may have a radio surprise for you.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good to me. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
John Burke, class of 1940. This is Mary Burke, class of 1940.
Focus, focus.
This is John Burke, Jr., class of 1966, according to the fond hopes of his parents. Someday, you may be in John Burke's shoes, or in Mary Burke's high-heeled slippers. What are you going to do or say when something like this takes place in your own household?
Mary, I forgot to tell you, Jim wasn't at the office today. He took Helen to the hospital.
Oh, that's fine. I guess they're both pretty excited.
Do you think I should telephone the hospital?
No, Jim will call as soon as the baby is born.
I don't know which of them will be satisfied. I know Helen has a heart set on a girl.
And I know Jim has his heart set on a boy.
I can't wait. I'm going to telephone the hospital now.
Dad, how can Aunt Helen and Uncle Jim have a baby if they don't know what they want?
No, it doesn't matter, Johnny. They'll love their little baby, whether it's a boy or a girl.
Dad?
Yes?
Where do babies come from, anyhow?
Why, mothers bring them into the world.
But why do mothers bring them?
Johnny, by the grace of heaven, mothers are the only ones who know how to bring babies into the world.
That's right, Dad. Mothers do bring babies into the world. But sooner than you may think now, your child will be old enough for a full explanation. So let's brush up on it, you and I, and together review the human reproductive system. A model will help you review the fundamentals. Cutting through this model, these organs can be seen as they actually appear in vertical section through the midline. Here is the vagina.
Oh, right at the good part! Somebody want to turn the projector off? Oh, there, the film's ruined. Turn the lights on. The party's over. Jeez.
This is the perfect family scene, when Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Sorry the film broke.
Now, you let me know, because I've got your radio surprise.
Yeah.
And I can tell you're kind of teetering on the edge of a good mood or a bad mood.
Yeah, I'm in between.
And I think this could push you over the edge.
Well, give me a hint of what it is. Over the edge into a good mood?
Yes.
What, give me a hint.
It's your radio surprise. It is just about 2 minutes, and I think you'll enjoy it.
All right, roll them.
Because I know that was the most important thing, is how long.
Yeah, well, of course. We're always on a schedule here.
Just try and enjoy it, and we'll discuss when it's over.
Okay.
Old man time, this guy's so mean. The meanest man I ever seen. He gives you youth, boom, he takes it away. He takes that nice curly hair and turn it gray. He makes you rich, makes you poor. What a snitch, that's for sure. All those dreams and all those schemes ain't worth a dime. You better have a good time every day. You'll never get away from that old guy, that old man time. Let me hear the band. Oh, yeah. That's good. Hey, where's the brass? Hey, we got no brass today. Come on, you got brass ones. Give me brass. That's it. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Kick it. Old man time. He's a bugaboo. Every year, this guy, he changes you. He bends your back, dims your eyes, and you see less. You quake and shake when it's true, you're a mess. But there's one thing he can't change. Love that's true stays the same. It lives on and on and on in any climb. And you don't ever have to fret. Fall in love, you forget.
Liked it.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Old man time. What are you driving at?
I just thought it'd make you feel better.
Who did that?
Joe Pesci.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Joe Pesci.
I thought you'd really enjoy that part where he goes, what, we got no brass today?
That's a little toe tapper. It was a toe tapper.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you'd enjoy.
Thank you for playing that, Haney.
Did it work?
I'm good. I'm okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Now for you. This is, I saw this today and I said, this kicks ass. Sammy Hagar is doing what he calls lockdown sessions. And he's done a few of these already. I think this is number four, number five. And he's in his studio, and his band, The Circle, are in their own home studios. Sammy Hagar, guitarist Vic Johnson, bassist Michael Anthony, formerly of Van Halen, and drummer Jason Bonham. And they have been taking, just songs that they'd like to cover. They've got time on their hands. This is another reason why, and I said it yesterday, this is a great time for music. Because these musicians have material, they're bored, they want to get together and make some music, and Sammy did just that.
And I've always been a fan of cover songs, because you've got, somebody who's established with their own stuff, and then they just play stuff that they enjoy.
Yep.
And sometimes it turns out pretty good.
And they really know what they're doing. Here is Sammy Hagar and The Circle doing AC/DC's Whole Lotta Rosie.
Nice.
Yeah.
This one's a bitch.
Woo! Yeah. Won't tell you a story about a girl I know. When it comes to loving, she steals the show. Ain't exactly pretty, ain't exactly small. 35, 39, 46, you could say she got it all.
What do you think?
That was fun.
Wasn't it, though?
Yeah, they're having a good time, too. Rob was showing me the video as it was playing, but of course it's about 3 or 4 seconds off, so I'm watching Jason Bonham play the drums, and I hear the drums, but yet it's looking at him.
Oh, so out of time, Jason.
It looks... Oh, man. Yeah, he's got a few of them up online that you need to check out on YouTube. And hey, they call them the lockdown sessions.
Speaking of Rob, did Rob email that guy that has the AI little fake your voice?
Well, let's find out. Rob?
I have emailed. I have not heard back yet.
Haven't heard back, Andy. That's a big task for him.
All right. I got another project for you.
Okay.
I need you to get a hold of somebody from the Miami Dolphins on, you know, the football side of things. If they won't take your call, I want you to call our friend Jimmy Irsay. I need to tell him something. Jimmy Irsay, if you don't know, he owns the Indianapolis Colts. He's a friend of ours.
Well, he's done some nice things for us in the past. So... Is there anything specific you want to tell him? I mean, you're making Rob make the call. He's going to get Jimmy Irsay or somebody from the Dolphins on the line, and they're going to say, yes, Mr. Show, what do you want?
Yes, Mr. Haney has something very important to tell you, and it could affect the entire season.
Who?
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
What?
He's the man, you know.
What?
There he is.
Yeah.
Little Mucky Haney telling it like it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have urgent yes. Player personnel information for them.
Now, are they supposed to call you, or will Rob get a number where then you can call them?
He would just make them available to me during the show, and it'll take me just a second.
They're not going to just come on the show not knowing what you're going to talk about.
I have some very important scouting information for them.
Would you like maybe to email Rob where he can go and explain this to him, and that they would like to come on the show, and then you can go into detail?
I am aware of a player that is an undrafted free agent. He's available immediately. They need to sign him as soon as they can.
Really? Is his name James Hendricks?
Yes.
Okay. You talking about James Hendricks, safety out of North Dakota State University, the Fighting Bisons?
Yes. Have you seen his tape?
No, I haven't.
Rob, show him the tape.
I take it back. I saw it. That's all right. I don't need to see it. I've seen it.
Why won't you look at the tape?
I've seen the tape. When you told me about him before the draft, I saw the tape. He's a phenom.
Okay, well, what did you see on that tape?
School.
What's he best known for?
Running people over. He's fast.
Well, that's true.
I saw the damn tape.
Were you impressed?
I didn't give it much thought. I saw it, and I said, okay, there we go.
All right, just do it, Rob.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Now he's acting out.
Yeah, I know. Let's. I got a little bit of time.
We're going to do your game?
Yeah, we might have enough time for it. If we don't have a winner, I'll just end it. Stands three strikes. Rob, do we have strikes and the bells and all of that stuff needed for this? No, he's not even paying attention to me anymore. He's busy calling Irsay right now with the Colts and when we're on the air.
Yeah, I mean, I want to give the Dolphins first crack at it, but they usually don't pay attention to me. Jimmy
right.
will.
You haven't talked to Jimmy Irsay in probably 15 years.
Yeah, and 15 years ago, he did our whole area a big favor, and I'd like to repay it personally.
Oh, God. By giving him this guy that's on, don't you think scouts and coaches know of him?
No, because they didn't get to have a pro day because of the COVID.
They can look at his film like you're forcing me to look at.
You know how many schools there are and how much film there is?
Oh, God. So he's just completely under the radar.
Yep, and he shouldn't be.
And you're going to let Jim Irsay, you're going to, or Dolphins get first crack, but then you're going to let Jim Irsay know you got one that's a can-do.
Yeah, and I mean, we used to have good relations with Tampa Bay when Coach Dungy was there. I'd be willing to talk to
Coach
them if
Dungy
they want.
Coach Dungy has been gone for 18 years over there.
Well, that's my point. We don't really have any contacts over
Not
there.
Not like we used to.
That was when Mike Allstott was a rookie.
I remember. Oh, God.
All right. Stands three strikes.
All right. Do we have bells and buzzers?
You're welcome, Rob.
Let's see what we have. We have Babacu Saw, Golf at Eagle Ridge, K-Rock Ponchos, and Biker Goggles. Any prize on that list that you want, you can have. If you play what's on the list. Yeah, or not, Stance Three Strikes. There he goes. That's what I'm looking for. The way we're going to do this is I've got a category for you. Top 10 answers on the board. Your job is to name all 10 without striking out. If you strike out, the next caller can steal, and there might be 5 left on the list. If they can get all 5 without striking out, they're going to be the winner. If they strike out and one's left on the list, next caller can steal it, name it, and win. 277-9600. I'll take the calls cold, and we'll see how you do. This is an easy category, a great category. 277-9600. Recent survey was done. If you didn't have to worry about calories, if you didn't have to worry about your health, what food could you eat every day? 277-9600. What food could you literally eat every day if there was no repercussions? Just enjoy it. Nothing happens to you. 277-9600. Just bring that music down a little bit for me, Haney, as we go to the phones. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Fred.
Fred, would you like to try?
I'll try.
All right, top 10 answers on the board. You got 3 strikes to get them all. These are foods we wish we could eat every day if there were no repercussions. Go.
Okay. It's Fred.
Fred, are you deaf? Go. Oh, name. God. Start naming them. Go. Sorry, Fred.
It's Fred.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Brian.
Brian, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, top 10 answers on the board. These are foods we wish we could eat every day. Go.
Okay, just the last
man. Okay. Say that again. These and everybody the tells me the phones are fine. What?
Did the last man get anything? Because I just
hear. Do anybody know what he's saying?
Rob? Did the last caller guess anything?
Because
he didn't
did
hear.
No, he did not.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good enough. Okay. Board's wide open. Go.
Pizza.
Number one answer.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken. Strike one.
Oh, crap. Ice cream.
Number 3 on the board.
Yeah.
You be careful.
French fries.
Number 7 on the board.
Shoot.
You said shoot, right?
Candy.
Candy? What kind of candy?
Snickers, chocolate.
Yes, number 5 on the board.
God, this is hard.
Yeah, it is. You still got, you got two strikes left. You're doing all right. I mean, take your time. Think about it. You got
Italian food?
Italian food. Strike two. Although you could mention a type of food and it might be on there.
Fried cheese sticks.
Fried cheese sticks. Strike three.
What an ordeal.
But he did pretty good. Pizza, ice cream, chocolate, French fries.
Well, he did better by comparison. Yes. He did better than
Fred.
It's Fred.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Harley.
What's your first name?
Harley.
Hey, Harley, how are you?
Doing all right. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. You got three strikes. We already have pizza, ice cream, chocolate, and French fries. What do you think else is on here? This is stuff that, regardless of repercussions, if it didn't hurt you or anything, you'd eat it every day.
Funnel cake.
Say again?
Funnel cake.
Funnel cake. I'm going to give it to you. Number nine, cake.
You shouldn't have, but okay.
Yeah, I know. I understand. It's got cake in the name. Go ahead. These phones are okay, by the way. I tell the engineer they've never worked better.
It's all in your head.
Go ahead.
What about...
they can put a man on the moon.
Spaghetti?
Spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
Yes, number six, pasta. Pasta and bread. High carb
Prince
pasta and
spaghetti
bread.
Spaghetti night.
Yep. That was last Wednesday. Go ahead. Right. What do you, does he have a strike against him yet? I don't think so. I've lost track. Go ahead. Go.
Garlic bread.
Garlic. Well, that falls under pasta and bread. So I'll give you another shot at it.
Okay.
Jeez. Go ahead. 3 seconds, or I'm going to strike you. Sorry, that's a
peanut.
Strike. Okay, now you got a strike, but you said something. What?
Peanuts.
Peanuts. Strike two.
I hope that's what he said.
Yes, that's. I think that's what he said. You got one more shot at it. Go. Jeez. Am I on a speakerphone or something? I'm on a Bluetooth. What am I?
No, we're just driving away from Naples.
Is the phone pod in mono or pre?
Hold it. What does it have to be? Well, it's in both. Haney's got to hear them.
What about pork?
It should only be in pre then, not in mono. Program in pre.
Then, hold on. Try. Hello?
What about pork?
No, that doesn't do it, Rob. Thank you. Go ahead. One more shot at it.
Pulled pork.
Pulled pork. I like that. Not on the list. Strike three.
I can't believe they're missing the obvious.
There are obvious ones. There are obvious ones. All right, let's go and see what we got here. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Rob.
Rob?
Yes.
Okay. Are they all like this? Do I have a button that's not pushed in? Rob, we've got pizza, we've got chocolate, we've got pasta and bread, we got French fries, we got cake. What else do you think is on here?
Steak.
Strike one.
Oh.
Well,
chocolate.
What is ground steak?
Hamburger.
Number two on the board. Go ahead.
Let's see. Oh, my gosh.
You started to say something else. You started to say something else.
I was saying tacos. Mexican
That's
food.
Mexican food, number four. All right.
How many more?
We've got one, two. We've got two left. One is like a cake, except it has a hole in it.
Donuts.
Don't number eight on the board. And you got
Boy,
one
I've
more.
Never heard you like this, Stan.
And then we got one more left. And this would be something that usually comes in a bag, and it would be...
Potato chips.
There you go. Chips, number 10.
Wow.
There you go, buddy. Congratulations. You got it. I'm going to send you over to Rob. Pick a prize, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Hold on. So you
just wanted the phone to end.
Yeah, I did. I don't know what's... Because taking buttons in and out, you got to hear the phone call. So I have to keep you in mono. Tell me if I pick this up, if you hear a dial tone, Haney. Tell me if you hear this. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
But listen how bad that sounds. Even a dial tone doesn't sound normal. The entire list. These were a survey. If you could eat anything every day without any repercussions, what would you eat every day? Pizza, burgers, ice cream, Mexican food, chocolate, heavy carb stuff like pasta and bread, French fries, donuts, cake, and chips.
Stan, that sounds to me like a balanced diet. I don't know. Yeah.
Has been for you for years.
Yeah.
Stay by your radio. 4 o'clock safe word in just seconds. Also coming up, we'll get the get you updated on traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. We're the Stan and Haney Show.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
What are you messing with over there?
I was just trying to add a little
razzle dazzle. Yeah.
That's so overmodulated. This is why you need to be in here.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Stan and Haney, you still have about 2.5 minutes for the 4 o'clock safe word. It's now. The word is now. N-O-W. Now. Enter it at 96krock.com on the KROQ app or text the safe word now to 45911. You got about 2 minutes to do it to be eligible for the company-wide $500. And just by entering on the website or mobile app, you're in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. Now, N-O-W. Yeah, you know, I'm getting stuff ready and I'm hearing you feeding stuff down the line.
Here's what I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
My mic is at a certain level.
Yeah.
And when I try to play effects or music,
yeah,
they are at a completely different level same board.
They sure are.
And I don't get it.
Me neither. I had the same thing when they forced me into quarantine at home. It was the same thing. I couldn't figure it out.
It's fine.
Yeah. All right. Let's get you updated on traffic. It's our first look at traffic this afternoon for your drive home. All right. A couple of things on the board. We have a crash. The 8,000 block of Mediterranean Drive right by Professional Administration. I have no idea what that means. Crash, Fort Myers, South Tamiami Trail, and San Carlos Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. He is the news, Mark Haney. What can you expect? And he's got today's headlines for you right now. This is what's coming up.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
Okay.
And have a new segment. It seems to be working this week. In science.
Science! 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 You're sharp. You're sharp today, Rob. You're sharp.
And for those of you that know the history of this show, for reasons unknown even to us, we were involved in Eminem's Family Feud years ago.
We were.
We've talked to most of his family. So we feel close to Eminem.
Sure.
And when he makes the news, we have to report it. Eminem came face to face with a home intruder because his security people were sleeping.
Oh, some people have just lost their jobs.
I want to put this out there for a second, Stan.
All right.
You and I have an opportunity. Our presence is required for 2 hours. We don't really have to do anything but smile. We would make $100 million for that.
What?
Would, in any way, shape, or form, would you turn that down?
Oh, I'm in. 2 hours, smile, and I make how much? $200
million? Well, it'd be $100 million
apiece. Yeah, I'm in.
Michael Jordan got the same offer and turned it down.
Well, he didn't need the bread. He didn't need the scratch like you and I do.
Stan, $100 million is not walking around money.
He has enough, I think. Was it something that he didn't believe in? Did he have to smile for something that he didn't believe in?
We'll have all the details for you.
In less than an hour.
And finally, a man deposits 2 bags of cocaine at the bank for safekeeping. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. You know, laughter is important. We try to bring it to you each and every day with the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
You know, buying your first home can be a daunting experience.
It sure can.
But we're here to help with today's list of the
top
tips for first-time home buyers.
Top tips for first-time home buyers. Oh, this is could be very informative.
Make sure it's in a good school district so your kid can distance learn from the best. Avoid realtors who demand commission be paid in cocaine.
Not interested. Have a good day.
Thank you.
And if we have learned nothing from Hollywood, before buying a home, especially in a new development, always ask specifically if it was built over an ancient Indian burial ground.
Darn right. I want to be able to use my pool.
This poor boy is ill.
This house is clean.
Remember when we talked to that lady?
I sure do. She's long dead. But she was that short little fat lady in Poltergeist.
Boy, was she wrong.
Got that right.
There's a lot of paperwork involved in your first home.
Yep.
And you want to make sure that you've got it in writing that the previous owner is responsible for a full disinfect of the sex dungeon. Instead of simply comparing interest rates, invite loan officers from every local bank to compete in a jiu-jitsu tournament for your business. It's a plus if the house has a tankless heater and not a pantless neighbor.
I got something to tell you before we go to the break, too, Haney. Adam said thank you very much, but he didn't think they understood what he was asking. get through this, and then I'll tell you so that you can relay it.
I've got to call you after this break anyway.
Okay. All right.
If you're looking at a three-bedroom, two-bath, be sure one of the bathrooms isn't a meth lab.
Hey! I don't want to have any of that. I won't have any of that.
It sounds just like her mother.
Yeah. He's finding
I spent a lot of time on my knee.
No.
Boo.
Boo.
Never mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And out come the boo birds. Come on. I'm Roger Goodell. Make it louder. Make sure the yard is big enough for your new hobby, tiger breeding.
Yeah, let's go.
And finally, the very top tip for first-time home buyers.
Yes.
You know, it is kind of a big deal. You need to sit down, make a serious assessment of how much you can really afford, and then move back in with your parents. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Can you speak like an adult, please?
Elvis, you bitch.
Left the building.
Email time. Oh, here, let me get rid of that, too.
I cannot stand that woman.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Can you speak like an adult,
hey,
please?
Okay. Who do you think you are? Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy. At stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Haney got an email here from Meg.
How is Meg?
Not so good. She lives in Alabama, and she is absolutely appalled. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I am madder than an Amish electrician. The state of Alabama has issued a law for people in the city of Birmingham to wear masks. If you're in the city of Birmingham without a mask, you will receive a $500 fine and 30 days in jail. Now, I live outside of Birmingham. This is medical tyranny. I am outraged at this law. What's next? The city council, Hunter Williams, is going to make us wear hijabs? If you see a picture of him, he barely looks old enough to buy bottled water. Oh, and on that note, thank you for the much-needed laughs. Signed, Meg. A lot of these city leaders and state
you know what?
Leaders,
they
get crazy.
They're screwing it all up. Because I told you, their expectations for compliance was they figured about 50% of the people would ignore everything.
Yeah.
We did so much better than that. They underestimated us when they said, hey, this is serious. This is what we need to do. And now they're abusing it.
Yep. Power hungry.
And so the next time, nobody's going to pay attention. And they did it to themselves.
This is from Carlos. Ahoy, gentlemen. I was really happy yesterday because I was just messing around on eBay and typed in Stan and Haney and actually found a Haney bobblehead online. Too bad I couldn't find a Stan one. I cannot wait.
What's the buy it now price?
I don't know. He didn't say what the price was. I think he might have bought it now. Rob, take a quick look on eBay. Type in Stan and Haney and see if something pops up. Because every once in a while it does. And apparently a Haney bobblehead popped up there. And a lot of times it's really a below market value. No, I don't see anything on there right now with Stan and Haney. He got the last thing that was there.
Bet somebody got a bargain.
Yeah, well, Carlos did. I can't wait to put Haney on my desk when I get back to work. Love you guys. Your pal in Miami, Carlos. Rock on. You guys are awesome. Hold on a second. There is something on eBay. Hold on. What do we got?
The Mark Haney Fort Myers Miracle Giveaway Bobblehead Minnesota Twins. $10.73 on eBay.
$10.73. Is that buy it now?
Buy it now plus $6.95 for shipping. They really get you on the shipping.
Yeah, the
on that.
Shipping was and multiple
Boy, they've
pictures.
They've really appreciated, haven't they?
So you're looking at probably $17-$18 to get it to your door. That's their shipping.
Boy, the value has just gone through the roof on those things.
The shipping is about as expensive as the bobblehead itself. Oh, I got one more email here.
Well, it's because it's very fragile.
Yep.
So that's a major award, Stan.
Sure is. And somebody would be proud to own that. Where is it based out? Is it somebody in Fort Myers? Did you close it out? Is it somebody in Fort Myers? They tell you where it's from.
Give me one second. I'll find it.
All right. Or tell me if it's from somewhere else, that somebody took it with them and were cleaning out their closet somewhere in, you know, Detroit and thought to get rid of it.
Bonita Springs, Florida.
Bonita Haney. Somebody in Bonita's unloading your bobblehead for $10.
What did Rob say? Bonita Springs?
Yeah, Bonita.
Bone Eater Springs.
Being sold by Bonita Bargains with a Z at the end.
Bonita Bargains.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
They have 100% positive feedback.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
He wanted to answer the question of the week, which was the first time you left home. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, my first experience was going to a week-long camp through
at
the
Boys Town.
Week-long camp through the YMCA. It was actually a lot of fun for a 7-year-old kid. There were all kinds of activities, but the best part was I got to go to my first Major League Baseball game. It was the Tigers versus the Indians, so I got to see Ty Cobb. I apologize, Guardian. That's uncalled for. Ty Cobb had retired a long time after that, but the Indians, I believe, still had Bob Feller. What a great time. A perfect memory for a young child. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Remember when we had Bob Feller come in the studio?
I absolutely do. And he could still throw.
He could still. This was in the 90s. He was an old man. And he came into the studio. He was doing like a special appearance with the Miracle. And he threw from the rubber. He threw right to home plate. And it was not just throwing out the first pitch. He was out there throwing. And the thing that was truly spectacular about that, if you remember, Haney, we talked very little to him with him about baseball. He was a World War II hero, and we talked about his time during the big war, and he was most proud of that. Great man, a great hero.
Great American.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The backhammer versus the jackhammer. Things could get ugly and get ugly in a hurry. Here we go.
Both of them wrestlers right now feeling each other out. Oh, what a move by Crazy Stevie B, putting a badass on his back again.
And these are two titans staring each other down. They're just feeling each other out right now, Stan.
Billy Badass. Oh, what a move by Badass.
Is that legal?
No, it is not legal. Somebody do something. All right.
I don't know if Stevie B can see at this point. I think he gouged his eyes.
What is it? What is he pulling out of his sock?
Oh my God! Look at him!
What has Billy Badass got out of his? That looks like a knife. Oh! He cut him! He cut him!
He just blew the powder. He's blind. Stevie B is blind.
Oh, Stevie B, crazy! Stevie B is blind. He can't see where he's going. His face just bounces off the turnbuckle.
And Billy Badass is having his way.
I haven't seen a match like this in 20 years.
History being made tonight at the War Memorial Coliseum. Stevie B valiantly controlled.
Oh my goodness! Oh, now somebody's just thrown a chair in there. Now it's going to really get bad.
And that is, folks, that is not a folding chair either.
That's what they call a computer chair.
Is that what that is? It's got wheels on it. He's over
that
the wheels.
My Billy Badass. Oh, they call that.
The crowd may not like it, but so far within the rules.
You may be here by the rules have gone out the door. You've heard the bell. The referee has been knocked out. He's out of the ring right now. It's Billy Badass and Crazy Stevie B going toe-to-toe.
The very capable referee, Bill Backlund. We got to fear for his safety because there is violence all around him.
Oh, and there's the jackhammer
by Stevie B. How is he doing this? How is this man even walking?
I'll tell you right now, Billy Badass was just pinned by Crazy Stevie B and in a match for the ages.
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you a look at traffic here in just a second. And then we'll tell you about a way that you can get a T-shirt and help out a lot of people on the front lines. But first, let's get you up to date on traffic for your drive home. All right, a couple of things on the board. Fort Myers, crash, South Tamiami Trail, and San Carlos Boulevard. Lehigh Acres got a crash. This is the second day in a row on this street, Hiawatha Street and 24th Street West. And you are up to date. Half hour away from another look. 96K Rock is helping to raise money for those who have been impacted by the coronavirus. Order a We Love Southwest Florida t-shirt at welovesswfl.com. And $10 from every shirt purchased gets donated to local people and organizations in need. Your donation will go towards assisting frontline workers, local restaurants, nonprofit relief organizations, and local food banks. Get a We Love Southwest Florida t-shirt today, again, at welovesswfl.com or go to 96krock.com. or the K-Rock mobile app. It is brought to you by High Def Printing and the Beasley Media Group. Ahoy! Ahoy!
Okay, Giga.
Ahoy!
Bubba Witch.
Excuse me?
Bubba Witch. Bubba Witch.
Bubba Witch? Excuse me, sir. You called the radio station. Stan and Haney Show. Hi, how are you?
Okay, Giga.
Giga.
Bubba Witch.
Ahoy, sir. What is your name?
Bubba Witch. Bubba Witch.
Bubba what?
Okay, Giga.
What?
Bubba Witch.
Is that all you know how to say?
Bubba Witch.
Acknowledge that you can hear me on the phone, sir.
Bubba Witch.
Sir.
Bubba Witch.
Hey, Bubba Witch.
Oh.
Okay.
Gigio.
Gigio. Okay, Gigio.
Bubba Witch.
Let's stop right here. Let's stop for a second. Hey.
Bubba Witch.
Hey.
Bubba Witch. Bubba Witch.
Sir?
Oh. Okay.
Son, I don't know.
Giga.
Bubba
Witch.
Giga Bubba Witch.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I got that. I want you to stop saying that.
Bubba Witch.
Really.
Oh, man.
Oh, man is right. Speak slow.
Okay.
Gig'em.
Bubba Witch. Bubba Witch.
How do you spell that?
Bubba Witch.
Look, buddy, I'm sick and tired of you just saying the same thing over and over again.
Bubba Witch.
What is your name?
Bubba Witch. Okay.
Gig-yeah.
Bubba Witch.
Bubba or Baba?
Bubba Witch.
Baba.
Bubba Witch.
What?
Bubba Witch. Bubba Witch.
This is some kind of crank call because I'm at wit's end. I've had a long week. I've had a real pain in the ass week. Let's try this again. Are you calling?
Okay.
Look.
Bubba Witch.
Ahoy, you've called the Stan and Haney Show. Who the hell is this?
Bubba Witch.
Bubba Witch. Okay, Bubba Witch, what can I do for you?
Bubba Witch. Bubba Witch.
What?
Bubba Witch. Bubba Witch.
Speak slowly, and maybe I can try to understand you. This seems like the only thing you can say, and I'm getting sick and tired of it.
Bubba Witch.
Okay.
Giggy. Bubba Witch.
Bubba Witch. Yeah, go ahead. Just keep saying that.
Bubba Witch.
Waste my time. You're wasting your time. Are you drunk?
Bubba Witch.
Did you dial a wrong number? Is your mommy or daddy there or something? I don't know what you are. You sound like a grown adult.
Bubba Witch.
Okay. Everybody's a prankster today. Everybody's a prankster today. I don't know what point you're trying to make.
Okay, Giga.
Bubba Witch.
Bubba Witch.
Okay.
Giga.
Bubba Witch.
Bubba Witch.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Bubba Witch.
What don't you understand about this? Can you understand what I'm saying?
Okay,
Bubba Witch. Bubba Witch.
Bubba Witch.
Look.
Bubba Witch.
What do you want? That's the only thing you can say?
Bubba Witch. Okay.
I've had you on for 6 minutes, and all you're saying is, okay, Bubba Witch.
Give me the damn phone.
What the hell's going on here?
Now, for Christ's sake.
What the?
Hey.
Tony?
Oh, Jesus.
Tony D'Amico? Dad. What the hell's going on? Bubba Witch. Okay. Bubba Witch.
I apologize.
What the hell was that? What the hell, Tony?
Stan, I just had to break quarantine. I left my house, got in a tornado, and had to come down to the restaurant because Yao Ling likes to play with the phone.
Who's Yao Ling?
You remember that Chinaman that offered me to cruise when he left this boy with me to wash dishes, supposedly? But this damn kid, all he ever wants to do is play on the phone, and he's fascinated by this damn game called Bubble Witch.
Bubble Witch? What's that game?
I got no idea, but he'll spend hours because his English ain't so good.
You don't say.
And the cell phone's locked unless you use a voice command. So he's always trying to do, okay, Google, Bubble Witch.
He thinks he's talking to Google. He called the radio station.
I don't know how he managed to make an outgoing call, but he didn't have the phone to his ear. He was just had the phone flat on a table, screaming at it because he wants to play the damn Bubble Witch game.
It's Bubble Witch?
Which, by the way, cost me about $60 and, I don't know, glitter or something.
What? What is this, some game that they're playing?
He knows he's not a no more Bubble Witch.
Is it Bubble Witch?
Hold on a second,
okay.
Stan.
All right.
Jolly, you go now. No Bubble Witch for you, ever. You hear me?
Hey, don't yell. He didn't know what he was doing. Although $60 is a lot for you right now in these times. What the
I get a charge on my bank statement, and it says Bubble Witch, glitter charge. I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah, what is Bubble Witch? What is Bubble Witch?
It's the only thing that this kid lives for. He don't want to wash a dish. He don't want to pick up nothing.
And he's
all
Asian?
He wants, yeah. You'd think he'd be in college or something like that. That this is all he lives for is Bubble Witch.
It's a video game with songs and stuff. There's like all kinds of versions of this. What the heck? It's like a Candy Crush thing.
Look, I apologize. I had your show on and I was mortified when I heard this little pie pan wasting your time like that.
Get ready for an escapade of enchanting effervescence in this eye-popping bubble shooter game, which help witches Luna, Selma, and Hazel as they try to free the land of something. What? This is like one of them phone games.
Yeah, that's why he kept yelling at the phone. He wanted to play Bubble Witch, but you don't know what the hell that means.
I didn't know what the heck. I just found out about it now.
Nobody knows what that means.
What the hell is going on in your life, Tony? What the hell's going on in your life? You got some little Asian kid playing Bubble Witch. Where's Big Tim?
Big Tim, I don't know. He must have gotten distracted or run out on an errand or whatever, but I just broke quarantine. I'm probably going to die.
You're not going to die.
Because of damn Bubble Witch.
Look, can't you take the phone away from him?
I thought I had taken the phone away from him, but Timmy left it laying here.
Does Big Tim play it?
Jolly! Big Tim play Bubble Witch. Bubble Witch. Yes. Bubble Witch. Bubble Witch.
Give him something else. Give him a puzzle to play.
Do you want me to force him to apologize to you?
Well, if you feel that's best, because you're raising the child, if he wants to apologize to me, I'll accept it. But, you know, don't traumatize the kid or anything, Tony.
Hey, I'm going to put him on the phone, so help me God.
Does he know how to say I'm sorry in English?
No.
Well, then what's he going to say to me?
Bubble Witch. Bubble Witch. Bubble Witch.
Okay. Apology accepted, Bubble Witch.
Bubble Witch.
Okay, Google. Bubble Witch.
Okay. Bubble Witch.
Put Papa Tony back on. Put Papa Tony back on.
Bubble Witch.
Okay, what do you call him? What do you call Tony?
Bubble Witch.
Okay, put a Bubble Witch back on.
Bubble Witch.
Put Bubble Witch Selma back on.
Well, I hope that satisfies you. Well, I know that's valuable airtime that could have been spent promoting my restaurant.
Are you going to be opening up on Monday?
Yes, we're going to open up at 5% capacity.
That's what you had normally, 5% capacity. You're lucky if there was one person sitting there. So you are going to be open on Monday.
Look, Stan, you know, sometimes we got to talk inside baseball. They only allow 25% capacity, so if I say 5% and hire some people to stand in line, it'll seem like we're in demand.
Does Big Tim and this Asian boy, have they stocked food in the restaurant so you can have a clean opening come Monday?
Well, I don't know about that, but I'll tell you, that bubble which finally popped up on the screen.
Yeah, you see what that is, don't you?
It's pretty interesting now.
Don't
that
you?
I look
don't.
At it.
No, it'll hook you.
Bubble witch.
It'll don't even play it.
Bubble witch.
Don't, Tony.
No, it went out. Hold on just a second. Don't. Bubble witch. Bubble witch. Bubble witch.
Bubble witch.
Okay, Google.
Tony, don't.
Bubble witch.
Oh. Cape Crepe and Chowder opening back up Monday. 5% capacity if Tony can get away from Bubble Witch. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K.
Get away and blow some steam. With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We'll get you updated with traffic here in just a second. Mark Haney and the news. And coming up at 6 o'clock, it'll be Rob's show. And he will have a 6 o'clock safe word for you that could get you $500 in cash. But you got to be listening for the safe word. And that'll be at 6 o'clock. Jeez, Haney, have you ever heard of this bubble witch thing?
No.
I didn't know what the heck it was. It's like some kind of candy crush thing. And evidently it's addicting, and don't let your kids near it. Don't let anybody that is not smart enough to know that it's expensive when you go and buy stuff from it. That's all I know. Just stay away from it.
It sounds like mind control.
Yeah, it is. Like, remember that Star Trek The Next Generation episode where they were all wearing that video game and it turned them all into, like, zombies and they gave up the Enterprise?
No, as soon as you said it, I started thinking about The Trouble with Tribbles.
That one, too. A couple of classics right there. But that was regular Star Trek. I'm talking about The Next Generation.
No, I'm thinking about when Spock lost his mind and had emotions.
Jim, come join me.
Rob, what was the name of that Star Trek The Next Generation episode? You got it right up on the screen. You found that pretty fast. What's the name of that one?
It just says the video game episode.
Yeah.
So what, the holodeck went out of control?
No, this alien ship went and introduced this video game. You put it on your head, and then the lasers went into your eyes, and then you had to keep playing the game, kind of like a Tetris game, and then suddenly you were preoccupied about that, and you weren't doing your job on the bridge, and then everybody on the ship got taken over by this game so that the alien ship could take over and Picard could give up the Enterprise.
Yep, without firing a shot.
Without firing a shot. That's the truth. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. A little busy out there, a little busy. All right, here we go. Let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Slater Road and Mulberry Lane. Lehigh Acres 2 showing up on the board right now. A disabled vehicle, Lee Boulevard and Joan Road. And the other one in Lehigh Acres is a crash. 59th Street West and Sunshine Boulevard North. One for you in Estero. It is a crash. South Tamiami Trail and Commons Way right by the Wendy's. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, May 1st.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
You're familiar with Yellowstone National Park, aren't you, Stan?
Sure am. I've never visited, but I'd like to.
Now, they are known for their geysers, you know, Old Faithful all that. What percentage of the world's geysers are located in Yellowstone National Park?
Well, I know they got a good number of them, but there's got to be a lot of them all around the world. 10%.
60% of all the geysers in the world are within Yellowstone National Park.
Wasn't it Teddy Roosevelt that designated that a national park?
I don't know, but I do want to say bully, bully.
Yeah.
Go, go, go. Fight, fight, fight.
that's Newt Rockne, All-American.
Vote Ike. He's a good man. Yep. He's a fair man. Yep. Vote Ike.
Throw that ball in the air, get your hands up, and catch it. Go, 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 go.
What the hell kind of coach is that?
Americans actually throw money away every year.
Mm-hmm. Bad investments.
Not even that. What would you guess would be the amount of coins that Americans collectively throw away every year?
Oh, coins? The stuff that falls down behind the sofa? How many people, when they're moving and they're carrying that big sofa down the stairs and they hear all the coins dropping out of it and they just say, ah, screw it. It's only some pennies and nickels down there. Screw it. We got to get this thing on the truck. I'm beat. You know what? I would say a lot. A couple of million?
Yeah, a couple of million. Specifically, $62 million worth of coins are thrown out every year in America.
People dropping pennies, their change falls out of their pocket, it rolls under the car, they can't see it, screw it. Yeah, I can imagine. That could solve a lot of problems for people if they just kept their coins.
Sure could.
That's why I keep my coins, and every Christmas I turn them in, and I have a nice Christmas dinner.
And what, at the drive-thru?
I'll tell you, this is the truth. I have a jug that, you know, if I'm out and about and I'm not using my card and I get change, I'll go home and I'll put the coins in there. And long about December, first part of December, I'll go to like one of those coin stars and put all the coins in to see how much I've got. And just loose change in my pocket all year long. I'll have anywhere from $75 to $120 in loose change throughout the year. And go out and have dinner.
Nice. You know, Stan, you're one of the few people that I think really understands the importance of a sitcom theme song.
Yes, sir. It sets the stage for whatever's on. Your greats it told a story.
Well, there is a name you may not know, but you know his music. He wrote and performed the theme songs for Full House, Family Matters, and Step by Step. He also wrote the theme for Perfect Strangers, but did not perform it. One man responsible for them all, his name is Jesse Frederick. And I imagine made a little bit of coin off that.
Yep. Well, in the 70s and 80s, it was that Mike Post guy who did the Rockford Files. He had a bunch of TV themes that made him a very wealthy man and very recognized.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, in the 60s, it was whatever Sherwood Schwartz show was on.
Woody.
To tell a story, like the Brady Bunch or Gilligan's Island.
Well, he was the best at it.
Yeah, and we talked to him years and years. He's long dead. Brilliant man.
Time now for This Week in Science.
Science! There we go.
You know, I... Good job, Rob.
Yeah, he was right there with it.
Hard to believe that we're this far along into the pandemic, and still nobody seems to know anything about the coronavirus.
It's true. This is all guesswork.
Now, you may have heard about President Trump laying down the law as far as the meat processing plants.
Yeah, and telling them that's a vital industry and you got to keep the meat flowing.
And they're saying we don't want to go to work there because people are sick there.
Yep.
And obviously that's worrisome. So that's a new kettle of worms to worry about. And a lot of people probably wondering about the safety of food. Does cooking food kill the coronavirus?
Now, hold on a second. I saw on TV a few times, you know, where they're shooting spitballs and seeing if it sticks to the wall, because nobody really knows either. I was told that high heat does not kill the coronavirus.
Well, the infectious disease expert cited here says it does.
What temperature?
They also let me finish.
All right.
Bubble witch. And the expert says it's pretty unlikely it would spread through food anyway. But according to this expert, anything around or above 140 degrees would kill the virus, and that most cooked foods hit that temperature easily.
Oh, by the way, a shark girl just texted. She heard your coins.
Not necessarily.
not exactly. She heard your coin story. And I know the answer to this, and I'm sure you know the answer to this, Haney. How do they know how many coins are lost? You went and gave a figure of lost coins. Well, if they're lost, how do they know they're lost?
Well, because they had to investigate this garbage man who all of a sudden was investing in high-end real estate in Beverly Hills. Now, that's not
plausible, but not true.
And what you must understand is that, no, of course that's not the correct answer. But when someone asks a question, they aren't necessarily looking for the right answer. They're just looking for a reasonable answer. Something that will satisfy them enough for them to move on to the next question.
Yeah, but there is, I think, a good estimation they can come up with. They know how much coinage they produce out of the mint each and every year, and get a rough estimate of how much of that money is in circulation.
I stand by my story with the garbage man,
well,
but if you're doubting that. Well, the other thing could possibly be leprechauns, but we don't want to go down that road.
Yep, because that's at the end of the rainbow, and good luck trying to find it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cat's out of the bag. That's what's at the end of the rainbow is all your change.
Yep, held by a leprechaun.
Yep, 62 million. That's a mountain of pennies. And just picture that Notre Dame mascot coming at you.
Yeah. and when you get close to it, it just says, fight, 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 fight.
Go, go, go. this is This Week in Science. And, there was kind of a big deal. The good people over at Johns Hopkins have developed a new experimental blood test that they say can detect cancer long before you present symptoms.
Oh, that's good.
And they've done their work on this. They tested 10,000 seemingly healthy women. In other words, these weren't people going to the doctor for some malady. They were fine. No reason for them to think they were in danger. So they tested 10,000 women. They found cancer in 26 of them. What they're really looking at from this is of those 26, they found types that usually cannot be caught until it's too late.
Yeah, like your pancreatic and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff that's inoperable. That's amazing.
Yeah. If you are of a certain age, you will remember the movie War Games.
Yep.
Where Matthew Broderick has to stop a computer program that almost starts a nuclear war. And now we're becoming more and more advanced with AI, where that may be a plausible scenario. So, would it be like the movie?
Would it?
A new study says it would be far more likely that the roles would be reversed in real life. At least the AI that we know of being developed is far more cautious than a human being would be when it comes to making snap decisions based on bad information. So it would be like, you know, nuke Beijing. Yes. Are you sure? Yes. Please verify you'd like to nuke Beijing.
Yeah. Interesting.
Press one for no. Press two for yes. Well, in Espanol.
Yeah. Our menu has changed.
Yep. Please listen as our menu options have recently changed. In a moment.
Hi, everyone. It's Matt Mangus. COVID-19 restrictions are beginning to be lifted in Southwest Florida, but we're a long way from things being back to normal. At this point, it's up to you to make the decisions you think are right for your family. But K-Rock is continuing to encourage self-isolation and social distancing, not to mention the wearing of masks in public. And remember, wash those hands. Sure, some of our beaches and parks are reopening, but it's important that we continue to cooperate to bring this medical emergency under control. For reliable coronavirus information, you can call the Florida Department of Health 24/7 at 866-779-6121 or log on to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, Eminem lives in a gated community outside Detroit, and he's done well enough in life that he can afford his own personal security.
Mm-hmm.
But at around 4 a.m. one recent morning, 26-year-old Matthew David Hughes thought it would be a great idea to head over to Eminem's house and use a paving stone to break a kitchen window and climb into the house. Now, apparently Matthew is a bit of a ninja because he used the super sneaky ninja trick of going around to the back of the house while the security, such as it was in front. Matter of fact, security was in the front, sound asleep. But an alarm woke Eminem up. And, of course, you wake up to an alarm in the middle of the night. Your first thought is WTF. And he found this jackass in his living room. Eminem yelled at him. Then security finally woke up and detained him until the police came and hauled him away. Matthew seemed surprised by the whole deal and thought Eminem would be glad to meet him.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Not. Well, I'm looking at his house right now. You can go and click on a website, and it just shows you everything. His pool, the front, the inside, the outside. He's got really nice digs.
Really? Do you have to pay like 99 cents to see him?
I don't know. know. Rob just threw it up there, and
Rob probably already paid for it.
Yeah,
personally.
Prepay. Yep. He does that because he told me off air he loves looking at celebrity homes.
Well, you know, a lot of the fascination with celebrity homes is because they're rich.
Yep. He's even got a gazebo out there by the pool.
Oh, how nice is that?
A little changing room there.
Bet his daughter enjoys that.
Yeah.
You know, the celebrity homes, they're rich. They got nice digs. How rich do you have to be when money loses all meaning?
I don't know that there is a time when money loses all meaning. I don't know.
There is if you're Michael Jordan.
Oh, I remember this from the headlines. I'm dying to hear about it.
Jordan had a chance to make $100 million for less than 2 hours of work. He turned it down. According to Jordan's agent, all he had to do was, other than giving his name and likeness, make one approximately 2 hour appearance to announce the deal, basically just stand there and smile.
I'm in. I would do it.
Jordan turned it down.
Why?
The agent continues, God bless him. He has been so successful, it gives him an opportunity to do whatever the hell he wants or not to do things he'd rather not do.
100 million.
He is very, very selective about what he will and won't do.
But it's
$100 million talks pretty loud.
Yeah, and I still don't. I'm wondering, what was it? Was it something that would be disparaging for his image? Something he didn't want to be associated with? Or just, you know what, I don't need the $100 million.
Obviously, we're getting this from his agent, and Jordan would probably rather us not know.
Yeah, and just to keep it a secret. But his agent, you know, big blabbermouth, a lot of loose lips, a lot of name dropping.
Well, you know, that golden egg hatched a long time ago.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, we've all been there at one time or another.
Oh, yeah.
You're in a hurry, so you go through that odd drive-through lane at the bank where you throw it in the tube and send it off.
Yeah, I do it a lot.
Well, that's what 34-year-old David Pangallo of Jefferson County, Colorado, was doing. He needed to deposit some cash last Friday, and he used that, you know, the one third or fourth out where there's nobody there. You just got the tube.
Yeah, and the says open, and you go in there and put the stuff in the tube and zoop right up the deal.
Well, when it zooped right up the deal and the teller opened the container to count the cash, they didn't just find the money he intended to deposit. Evidently, David also intended to, or maybe didn't intend to, deposit two bags of cocaine.
Idiot.
Along with the cash. And I would take my business elsewhere because the bank teller called the police.
You're kidding me. What about the banker, customer, you know?
It should be sacred.
It should be.
Nothing should be said, and a lollipop should come back to him.
Every time. Oh, well, I would have called the cops on this guy, too. So I take a look at him.
Well, they showed up, searched his car, and shockingly found even more drugs. He was arrested and released on bail. They haven't been clear with what charges he's facing yet. But if you know David and you're up to no good, I'd leave town.
Banker, customer privilege. I don't think you should be blabbing around.
It's a sacred oath, I thought.
Yep, that's what I thought, too.
You know, we don't go around turning them in.
Nope. No.
And that's the news for today, Friday, May 1st.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. We're going to take a break
here. And don't
here.
You worry about a thing. I'm ready for anything.
You betcha. I appreciate that. We're Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock. We'll be right back.
Big in savings. You don't need to share a laugh pattern to do that. Local GEICO agents. Call or visit yours today.
A special message from Rick Hendricks Chevrolet Naples. Guests and teammates come first. So Rick Hendricks Chevrolet is providing extra precautions in handling vehicles and dealership cleanliness. Experience the no-contact guest experience. They are open for business. Shop at RickHendricksChevyNaples.com from the comfort of your own home with no-contact pickup and delivery available. And remember, the service department is open to serve you daily from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rick Hendricks Chevrolet Naples on Airport Road.
Sandcap Home Services specializes in electrical, plumbing, AC, roofing, remodels, security and landscape lighting, and more. Sandcap Home Services is here to help our community during these times by lowering their rates, plus offering free estimates and emergency 24-hour service. And their team is outfitted with protective safe gear when they visit your home. Call 239-472-1841 or visit sandcaphomeservices.com. Sandcap Home Services, where quality is the foundation of our reputation.
Listen up, Southwest Florida. It's cash for junkers at Fort Myers Mitsubishi. So bring us any trade and get a $5,000 minimum discount off any select new Mitsubishi in stock. Brand new 2020 Outlander Sport SUVs with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Start at just $159 per month. So don't miss your chance to get $5,000 off with any trade only at Fort Myers Mitsubishi. Qualified applicants, 36-month lease, $49.95 at inception, plus tax, tag, and admin. Discount includes all factory rebates. Offers don't combine.
Call your legal team at Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE for a consultation.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your week with us. It is greatly appreciated. We really mean that. Rob Show, going to be coming up at 6 o'clock. He will take you through your Friday evening, and he will have a 6 o'clock safe word for you that could get you $500, so keep listening. Rob Show at 6 o'clock. Let's get one final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, one thing on the board, it is should be in the clearing stages, and that's in Estero, a crash, South Tamiami Trail and Commons Way, right by the Wendy's, and you are up to date.
She's 39, but she still looks young.
Yes.
Not very young, but a lot of fun. She's my 39 lady.
Yeah.
In the sun.
Jables.
49 and I'm feeling fine.
Sure you are.
In the sun, it's a lot of fun. Drinking my ties. Kicking back with my flip-flop song. I'm wearing socks and my toe is tight. I think about her every day and night. 39-year-old lady, she looks better cut to me. I'm 49, drinking white wine. Not going out with no 19-year-old chickadees no more. From now on, I got my 39-year-old boy. Oh! Don't shoot, color of boar. I'll freaking tear your esophagus out. She's sweet and she's getting old, and she's mine to have and to hold. She needs a dentist appointment quick. I pay for it and she plaster my bricks. When we text each other, I fiddle with my bagel. I stick a finger in it, then I freaking riddle-diddle at you. I love my bagel, I'm a Jew. Spread on a cream cheese, dripped up on my shoe.
Oh, I love it.
Give me a tissue.
Chardonnay in the setting sun. She's 39, but she's number one. Get the apartment just right. She'll come her over tonight. I like it cause I don't feel scared. She's 39. I'm in my underwear. Here she comes, come down. Door. There she is. Not too bad.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Yeah, well.
39-year-old lady. Young enough for me.
Yeah, well.
Scooby-Doobin, but she's good enough for me. Spritz some perfume and she's good enough for me.
She's fine.
But you're a woman. She my lady. It's a total piece of chase. Comfortable shoes never lose. We can freaking talk about some things. She don't need no diamond ring. She don't need no diamond ring.
Well, she's fine. That's great. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much for playing that, Haney. I haven't heard that in a long time.
I knew you had a hankering for that one.
Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I'm very excited, though. I had a big breakthrough in my sex life. Thought I'd share with a bunch of strangers. I found out why I'm not getting laid anymore. And feel free to develop your own theories if you haven't already. But, I think I figured out why I'm not getting any of the chicks. Apparently, it's because I use expressions like getting laid and chicks. That does not seem to fly with the babes, as I like to. The foxy ladies don't seem to. One woman said the reason I'm not getting laid is I rely too much on the air quotes. That apparently is a big turnoff, that, you know. Especially in the bedroom, you don't want to be. My penis, so-called. I was actually thinking about getting a penile enlargement surgery. Thought I'd share that with everybody. But the surgery is dangerous and it's really expensive. But I found this great, safe alternative to penile enlargement surgery. The metric system. Yes. I am huge in centimeters. 26 centimeters. You with your inches.
Have yourselves just a great weekend. Rob's show is up next. 6 o'clock, safe word, could get you 500. Lord willing, we'll be back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy. Ahoy.
Okay. Giga.
Ahoy.
Bubba Witch.
Excuse me?
Bubba Witch. Bubba Witch.
Bubba Witch. Bubba Witch? Excuse me, sir. You call the radio station. Stan and Haney Show. Hi, how are you?
Okay. Giga. Bubba Witch.
Get in the damn phone.
What the hell's going on here?
Now, for Christ's sake.
What the?
Hey.
Tony?
Oh, Jesus.
Tony D'Amico? What the hell's going on? Bubba Witch. Okay. Bubba Witch.
I apologize.
What the hell was that? What the hell, Tony?
Stan, I just had to break quarantine. I left my house, got in a tornado, and had to come down to the restaurant because Yao Ling likes to play with the phone.
Who's Yao Ling?
You remember that Chinaman that offered me to cruise when he left this boy with me to wash dishes, supposedly? But this damn kid, all he ever wants to do is play on the phone, and he's fascinated by this damn game called Bubble Witch.
Bubble Witch? What's that game?
I got no idea, but he'll spend hours because his English ain't so good.
You don't say.
And the cell phone's locked unless you use a voice command, so he's always trying to do, okay, Google, Bubble Witch.
He thinks he's talking to Google. He called the radio station.
I don't know how he managed to make an outgoing call, but he didn't have the phone to his ear. He was just had the phone flat on a table, screaming at it because he wants to play the damn Bubble Witch game.
It's Bubble Witch?
Which, by the way, cost me about $60 and, I don't know, glitter or something.
What? What is this, some game that they're playing?
He knows he's not a no more Bubble Witch.
Is it Bubble Witch?
What is this?
What is it?
Hold on a second,
okay.
Stan.
All
right. Jolly, you go now. No Bubble Witch for you, ever. You hear me?
Hey, don't yell. He didn't know what he was doing, although $60 is a lot for you right now in these times. What the hell?
I get a charge on my bank statement, and it says Bubble Witch, glitter charge. I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah, what is Bubble? Let me look. What is Bubble Witch?
It's the only thing that this kid lives for. He don't want to wash a dish. He don't want to pick up nothing.
And he's
all
Asian?
He wants. Yeah. You'd think he'd be in college or something like that. That this is all he lives for is Bubble Witch.
It's a video game with songs and stuff. There's like all kinds of versions of this. What the heck? It's like a Candy Crush thing.
Look, I apologize. I had your show on and I was mortified when I heard this little pie pan wasting your time like that.
Get ready for an escapade of enchanting effervescence in this eye-popping bubble shooter game, which help witches Luna, Selma, and Hazel as they try to free the land of something. What? This is like one of them phone games.
Yeah, that's why he kept yelling at the phone. He wanted to play Bubble Witch, but you don't know what the hell that means.
I didn't know
nobody
what the heck.
Knows what that means.
Where's Big Tim?
Big Tim, I don't know. He must have gotten distracted or run out on an errand or whatever, but I just broke quarantine. I'm probably going to die.
You're not going to die.
Because of damn Bubble Witch.
Look, Can't you take the phone away from him?
I thought I had taken the phone away from him, but Timmy left it laying here.
Does Big Tim play it?
Now wait. Big Tim play Bubble Witch. Bubble Witch. Yeah, bubble witch. Well, I hope that satisfies you. I know that's valuable airtime that could have been spent promoting my restaurant.
Are you going to be opening up on Monday?
Yes, we're going to open up at 5% capacity.
That's what you had normally, 5% capacity. You're lucky if there was one person sitting there. So you are going to be open on Monday.
Look, Stan, you know, sometimes we got to talk inside baseball. They only allow 25% capacity, so if I say 5% and hire some people to stand in line, it'll seem like we're in demand.
Does Big Tim and this Asian boy, have they stocked food in the restaurant so you can have a clean opening come Monday?
Well, I don't know about that, but I'll tell you, that bubble which finally popped up on the screen.
Yeah, you see what that is, don't you?
It's pretty interesting now.
It'll hook you. Don't even play it.
Bubble witch.
Don't, Tony.
No, it went out. Hold on just a second. Bubble witch. Bubble witch.
Bubble witch.
Okay, Google.
Tony, don't.
Bubble witch.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.